This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua Siman Kuf Samach Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Ches. The Mechaber, in the beginning of Sif Ches, said, if you washed one hand and you rubbed it on your head or a wall, and then you then touch that water that was on your head or on the wall, it's Tamei, because the Tamei water is Choyzer and is Metamei, the hand that touched the water. Mishnah Berurah explained, we're talking about you only wash Mayim Rishonim, so even though the hand is Tar, the water is Tamei, then you contact it, so your hands are Tamei. And the Mishnah Berurah explained, we're talking about where you only wash Mayim Rishonim, and you didn't use a Revia. Say, take a look and Sif Katan Nun Test. Tamei Chagon Shalei Nata Allah Rak Mayim Rishonim, you only wash Mayim Rishonim. Upachas Mravias, less than Revias. The Azam Mayim Tameim Him. Then the water is Tamei V'chanal. Okay. Now, back to the Mechaber. Aval Gav Dechol Kama Duloi Shivshev Mitarim B'Shivshuf. Even though before you rubbed your hands together, rubbing your hands together is metahir the hands. Hashta the chazar v'naga gara. Now that you went back and you touched it, it's worse. Uchvar nisbar shashoyfech revias ka'achas. Already explained that someone who pours revias at once, eino b'chlal kol elu, is not included in this. The ein shamayim tameim klal. There is no tamei water at all. Now, what does the Mechaber mean? What's his afagav? Afagav, dechol kama, deloy shivshev, mitarim, b'shivshuf. What's he bothered by? It says Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan, samach, mitarim, b'shivshuf. Right to Laimrat, de'ilu loy chazar v'naga ba'ilu amayim. Had you not gone and touched this water, hayanitar yadar lagamre, your hands would become completely tar, b'hakinuach levad, just by wiping it, b'loi mayim shneim, without mayim shneim, d'haloi kinach ha-mayim t'meim sha'alav, because you wiped it off. Hashta d'chazar v'naga gara. In other words, Mishnah Berurah is bothered by like this. Let's say you only pour mayim rishonim on each hand, so your hands are tahar, the water is tamei, and then you rub off that water. So what is the status of your hands? The status of your hands are, now they're tahar. The hands became tahar, and you wiped off the mayim tameim. But now that after you wiped it off, you touched it again, the hands become tamei again. So it's worse. Had you not touched it, the hands would have become tahar through the process of mayim rishonim, less than a revius, and then kinuach of that mayim. But now that you retouch that water, your hands became tamei again. Okay, gara, it's worse. V'tzarch lenagev, you need to dry them. V'lachzer v'litol karoy, v'chamevayar b'sifim hakoidmim. Here's a $1 million question. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah tell us whether you need to make a bracha or not? You wash again, okay. No, what, and? Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha?
Doesn't karoy include the bracha?
I would say maybe not. You just follow the halachos of washing. But do you make a bracha? Second. I don't know.
Perhaps not. Otherwise, he would tell you to make a bracha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we ever learn like what the final mechanism is that would break the last bracha that would force us into a new bracha?
I mean, we had in Sivkatan Mem Tes, the Mishnah Berurah said, Ein Sarach Lechoza, if you wash your vis, there's no problem. That you have to be careful that once you wash the revius, be careful that no one else touches it. But if you already made netil siyadayim, you wash again v'lo yivarech. I don't know. I would
say on his case, the watch that he's doing completely invalidated.
What?
Isn't that true in this case? The watch is being completely invalidated.
It is true.
So why wouldn't you make a bracha then? You want to see a tas and original washing?
So why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say to make a bracha?
Right, what karoy means to wash again. Unless you're still in the middle of a process. You're still... You want to see a tas and original bracha. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to tie your hands to bread. So maybe in the middle still.
I'm inclined to agree, but I'm troubled by the Mishnah Berurah didn't say you make a bracha.
That could be inherently what the Shulchan Aruch is saying in Ches, that's one of the underlying points of him bringing down this halacha, that this would be a indicator to say a new bracha.
I agree, but the only thing is, everybody has stopped short of saying that you make another bracha. And we've had situations where the Mishnah Berurah said, no, you don't make another bracha. So, why? You would think this would be worthwhile to point out. You ask me, and you make a bracha. You even make a bracha. Okay, I, and logically, I agree. I don't see a reason not to, other than the fact that he didn't say it. Okay, I'm not sure. Siv test. Kishashofich mayim rishon mal yadav. When you pour the first words on your hands, sarach li zaher. Shalo yishar al yadai tsrar oy kesem oy shum davrach. You have to be careful that there's no pebble, chip, or something else. She'ein mayim mitarin elamayim shal gabe hayad. The water will only be mitaher, water on a hand. V'loy hamayim shal tsrar, not water on a pebble. In other words, the din that mayim shniyim is mitaher, mayim rishonim is only mayim on your hand. But not water on something else. So this is not a psul of chatzitza. This has nothing to do with chatzitza, by the way. This is not a din of chatzitza. He's not saying, make sure there's nothing on your hand, because it will be chatzitza. The problem is, if there's something on your hand, then the mayim shniyim will not be matayer, the mayim rishonim. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's start. Simon Sivkatan Samach Beis Tzarch Lizar. V'meinoy Nizar. If you're not careful, v'nim tza'achar natila shel hashniyim tzror akisim. And you see after the mayim shniyim a pebble or a chip. Yadav tmeyos. Your hands are tamei. V'tzarch lenagdam. And you have to dry them. V'lachser v'lito rishonim. You have to wash for one time. Ushniyim a second time. Kedin.
Din is definitely different than Karoy.
Siv, take the only thing is in the Shaar Tzion, it says, Dumya dechazar v'naga b'koysel. It's just like we said earlier, you know? So that means he's saying it's the same, you know? Now, ach. Im heiser hatsrar achar mayim harishonim. What if after mayim rishonim? Let's say you caught the pebble after mayim rishonim, v'shafach achar kach hashniyim. Or what if the mayim shniyim wash away the pebble? Oy shebahadachas hashniyim hudchu hatsrar v'akesem. What if by rinsing with mayim shniyim you rinse the pebble or the rock? Yesh la'ayin bedavar. It's a question. Do ulai mahani? Maybe it works. Umatsasi bepri magadim, ubebi ure hagoin Rab Mordechai Benet, ala Mordechai, shemistapkim bazeh. They're not so sure. Now, I don't know how many times the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rab Mordechai Benet in the Vav Chalakim. You could do a search. I don't have that answer right now. Again, we still haven't seen what the problem is. And we'll see tomorrow, the problem is not chatzitza. In Sivkot and Samachim, we'll read it quickly. V'af You have to make sure there's nothing on your hand. Ve'av kishem refuyim, even if it's loose, v'ray l'bias ma'am tachem, and the water is right to come underneath. Da'apsul b'zeh lav mishum chatzitza. It's nothing to do with chatzitza. The problem is, mayim shniim is only metayer mayim rishonim alayah, not on davar acher. Let's quickly see the sharatzion sivkata memtes. What would the halacha be if you didn't discover it after mayim shniim, you discovered it after mayim rishonim? Maybe it helps. Why would it help? So the Sharatzion says, it's mashma from the Mechaber that it helps, because the Mechaber said, he said, that implies if you would have caught it before Mayim Shniim, it would work. Because of Shelo Yisha'er. The language of the Mechaber, you have to make sure Shelo Yisha'er. Shelo Yisha'er implies that it doesn't remain there. But that's mashma. If you got it before Mayim Shniim, you would be okay. Ulai did take of Shanishra Achandil Rishayna, or maybe no. If it remained there immediately after Mayim Rishayna, Metamim Mayim Sha'alat Tzura Lahayad, maybe the water on the pebble will be metami the hand. V'sula yoyel hem hashniyim letaran. Maybe shelo yishar doesn't mean after the mayim shniyim. Shelo yishar means even after mayim rishonim. And then he says the mashikas of shachnoch shelo yishar etzolam elafuki im be'ez hashficha rishona gufa. As opposed to if the first pouring washed it off, then there's no problem. So the shaila is, when the Mechaber says Shelo Yishar, is it only a problem that it doesn't remain after Mayim Shniim? Or is Shelo Yishar imply even if it remains there after Mayim Rishonim?
It says Gesheshoifich Mayim Rishonim Shelo Yishar. The beginning of the Mechaber is talking about Mayim Rishonim.
So he's saying it's only a problem?
Clearly, otherwise he would just say, Kishashaychim, Tzarech Lizar, Shle Yishar, Al Yaday.
So, that, by the way, that doesn't mean only when you're Shaifech Mayim Rishayim, because certainly.
That's Kal Shekin, but here it's.
1 second. Again, the Shaila of the Mishabura is, what if you remove the Tzar after Mayim Rishayim? And then you poured on it Mayim Shniim. Is that a problem or not? So the Sharatzion is busy with the Lashon of Shelo Yishar. Is Shelo Yishar only a problem after Mayim Shniim? Or is it even a problem after Mayim Rishonim? So you're saying the Lashon of Kishashofech Mayim Rishonim is Mashma, it's even a problem by Mayim Rishonim. So the Sharatzion says v'chein muchach tzas lashon haMishnah that it says natal es harishonim benimtzal yaday tzrar. That's mashma. It doesn't work even if you removed it afterwards. So then the Sharatzion is bothered. Umasha kosavti oisha bahadochas hashniim. Right, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is achem heser hatzrar achar mayim arishonim. If you remove it after mayim arishonim, and then you pour the mayim shniim, or if the mayim shniim washed off the chip, how do I know that would also work? So the Sharatzion says, the truth is the Yadak Tana disagrees with me, but I wrote my opinion. So the bottom line is, if you find the Tzrar afterwards, you're for sure up the creek without a paddle. The question is, if you removed it immediately after Mayim Shniim, Mayim Rishonim, would that be sufficient, or is there still a chash? Okay, we'll hold over here. Guy,
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.